You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning!
Eclipses. Do you know how people photobomb each other? They jump into a photo and block out somebody else. Well, an eclipse is kind of like space photobombing, but it's completely expected. Astronomers predict exactly when and where eclipses will happen. It's all based on specific positions of the Earth, the Moon, the Sun, and the viewer. The view from Earth offers two kinds of eclipses, solar and lunar. A solar eclipse is when the moon's orbit moves along a narrow path right between the sun and the earth. Although the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, it is just the right distance from earth to completely block the sun. So, for a few minutes in specific locations, it looks dark in the daytime. The moment this happens is called a total eclipse or totality. A total solar eclipse is like the moon photobombing the sun. It's in front of it from our view. Sunlight does, however, sneak out around the edges and makes a magnificent circle of light. Whether or not a person sees a total eclipse is based on where they are on Earth. Since the moon moves across the sky along a pathway, it looks different whether you're below that pathway or not. NASA's website shows the exact times and length of darkness to expect along that path in April of 2024. If a person is viewing the sky from just outside of the pathway, they will see what's called a partial eclipse. That means that some of the sun will still be visible. The second kind of eclipse also involves the Earth, the Moon, the Sun, and the viewer. It's called a lunar eclipse. The Earth is the planet photobombing this time. It moves between the Sun and the Moon. Normally, we see the Moon at night because it reflects sunlight. In a lunar eclipse, the Earth blocks the Sun and casts a dark shadow across the Moon. Lunar eclipses can be partial or total, too, depending on where the viewer is. There's a lot of excitement about seeing the total solar eclipse in April of 2024, because they are rare. According to NASA.gov, in any given location on Earth, a total eclipse happens only once every 100 years or so. That's why campsites and hotels along the pathway in the U.S. sell out long before the event. Lunar eclipses are not as rare. The most important thing to remember about eclipses is that they are dangerous to viewers. Very dangerous. Looking at an eclipse without special glasses, filters, or colanders will seriously damage the eyes. Space photobombing is no joke.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!